You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
When Jesus Christ is proclaimed according to the Bible, some people eagerly follow Him, but many turn the other way. Why is this?
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and everlasting God, during His earthly ministry, Your Son Jesus revealed Himself to thousands of people. Some followed Him, others, more concerned about themselves than the Savior's message, turned the other way and walked no more with Him. O Lord, remove the scales of doubt and unbelief from our eyes. Cleanse our hearts of evil. Unburden our consciences from guilt. And let us always see that our forgiveness, our salvation, and our only hope in life was established on the cruel crucifixion cross of Calvary. In Jesus' precious and intercessory name we pray, Amen. Political polls and surveys are now a powerful force in our society. To a great extent, they have a tremendous impact on your life and mine. Television, magazines, and newspapers graphically illustrate the rapid rise or sudden decline of the popularity of those who lead our government. On the day of their election, these civil servants frequently enjoy great popularity. But just as quickly, this fickle fame can be totally lost. Political polls were not conducted during the ministry of Jesus Christ, but it made no difference. Even Jesus fell victim to the unpredictable trends of popularity. As He began His public ministry of preaching, teaching, and healing, Jesus was extremely popular. As a result, without hesitation, scores of people turned quickly to follow the new teacher. Many believed He would eventually set up a new kingdom. Also joining this diverse pro-Jesus movement were those who expected daily food handouts. And we must never forget that great was the number of those who followed Jesus because He had gained a reputation of a great miraculous healer. The Bible teaches that as Jesus traveled the countryside, thousands turned out to see Him. The Scriptures point out that the people, and I quote, were coming to Him from everywhere. This immense popularity of the Savior continued for several months, but then a dramatic change began to take place. The crowds refused to accept Jesus for who He claimed to be. They wanted Jesus on their terms and not on His. However, the more people resisted the Savior's ministry, the more Jesus clarified His disturbing message, and this turned many people off. The blessed Savior stunned those who saw Him only as a food distribution agent. To their surprise, Jesus admonished them to never work for food that perishes, but only for food which endures to eternal life. Jesus never pointed to loaves of barley as the sustaining answer to life. Instead, Jesus pointed to himself and said, "I am the bread of life." Some expected the Messiah to set up a new kingdom, but the Savior explicitly announced to Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world." In our generation, it is difficult to comprehend the utter disappointment and devastating disillusionment of the fickle crowds. What they found was not what they expected. And from that time on, the Bible points out, many went back and walked no more with him. But it is really not all that different today. In our generation, it is popular to say, "I am a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ." But if the Son of God were to visit our hospitals, walk through our supermarkets, travel along our highways, or even preach in some of our churches, many who now claim to follow him would turn the other way. They would walk no more with him. Our 20th century fickle crowds would expect to see a religious celebrity, newly arrived on the scene, and ready to build his religious empire. But the hopes of many would be quickly dashed by the sight of a servant with nail-scarred hands. Instead of seeing a leader of a new and comfortable religion, television viewers today would behold one who hated religious hypocrisy and one who identified with the poor, the depressed, the outcast, and the lonely. It was Jesus who said, "I came not to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many." Oh, may God the Holy Spirit enable each of us to reject the countless mythical messiahs and false Christs of our present society. Following these imposters provides only an empty life and a dark future, a miserable existence without the absolute certainty of an eternal hope. Let us see clearly the Jesus revealed in the Holy Scriptures. And let us always remember that the precise goal of our Savior's ministry was not self-promotion, but sacrifice. The unclouded goal of the love-filled Savior was the crucifixion, cross, and the empty tomb. These sacrificial goals were undertaken to provide you and me with the opportunity to have a cleansed conscience, a quieted heart, strength for our daily tasks, a fulfilled life, and a glorious eternal destiny. The Bible powerfully demonstrates that Jesus, long before the crucifixion took place, began to teach his disciples that it was necessary for him to suffer many things, and that he would be killed, and that after 3 days he would rise again. It is indeed astonishing that there could have been so many of those yesterday, or even today, who would miss the central message of the Messiah. In the Gospel of Mark, we are clearly told, and I quote, that Jesus was stating the matter plainly. No, don't follow Jesus for the wrong reasons. Never look to the blessed Redeemer for easy answers to life. But instead, fix your eyes on the bloodstained cross where your sins have been washed away. This guilt-removing message is the only genuine and lasting help available for the depressed and the distressed. Your salvation was not purchased with gold or silver, but with the holy and precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, let the shedding of this blood of the innocent Lamb of God provide peace for your guilty conscience and consolation for your troubled heart. From this moment on, fear your problems in life no more. Trust totally in the Savior's death-defeating and tomb-shattering power. If you are now lying on a sickbed, or even if you are now near death, rest in God's assurance that there is waiting for you an eternal city of splendor, a city not made with human hands, a place where you will no longer need to face the struggles of this life. In this glorious destiny, described in the Holy Scriptures, God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. And for this certain hope, we should daily thank our blessed Savior. For it was Jesus, the Bible points out, who disarmed the rulers and authorities of evil and made a public display of them by triumphing over them on the cross. And now, through faith in the same victorious Jesus, God is also offering you the power to deal with your problems and frustrations, becoming firmly anchored in the Savior and being enabled to effectively weather the storms of life does not necessarily happen overnight. Our strength grows as we, by faith, become deeply rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust completely in His mercy. In Romans chapter 8, we read that the same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead also gives life to His followers. Meditate daily on the words of St. Paul as he said, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so also walk in Him, having been firmly rooted, and are now being built up in Him and established in your faith." In Jesus Christ, the Bible proclaims, you and I are made complete. Peter understood this when he said to Jesus, "You have the words of eternal life." But even as each day you see Jesus in your life more clearly, always remember the devil is going to continue to try to torture you through despair and loneliness. The confusion of life experienced by so many today is a direct product of Satan's subtle sinful activities. It is his vicious desire to make people as miserable and as desperate as possible. In your times of difficulty, the devil hopes that you will reach out for one of his false solutions and thus be trapped. But instead, as you face your daily challenges with the confidence of the Easter resurrection victory, believe with St. Paul that nothing will separate you from your merciful and gracious God. Live each day with a divine promise that the Lord will never leave you or forsake you. It is not easy to be a disciple and to follow Jesus Christ as He is revealed in the Holy Scriptures. In fact, without the Savior's enabling, life-giving powers, following Jesus Christ is totally impossible. Our sinful and lazy flesh prefers to embrace a far more comfortable religion. We do not want to be committed. We do not like to give up our pet sins. And since we desire to compare our lives to the lives of our neighbors and not to the perfect life of Christ, it is extremely difficult and even impossible for us to admit we are failures and to confess to God, "O Lord, I am a miserable sinner." Because of our ego-centered lifestyles, we do not enjoy sharing our earthly possessions with those in need. Consequently, we seek a less demanding Lord. We react like the crowds during Jesus' public ministry. We would prefer to walk no more with Him. And to make matters even more confusing today, there are countless religious hucksters seeking to accommodate our sinful wishes by the quick fix, the easy way, and the simple solution. But don't turn to these fakers. Your heart will only become more troubled, and your soul will pay the ultimate eternal price. Instead, confess with Peter, "Lord, you alone have the words of eternal life." "We have believed," Peter said to Jesus, "and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." Not everyone agreed with Peter's confession that Jesus was the Holy One of God. When Jesus authoritatively claimed to be God, the bigoted religious leaders became instantly angry. Jesus emphatically stated, "I and the Father are one." Then his enemies immediately planned to kill him. They accused him of blasphemy. And this may sound incredible, but even today, there are zealous religious groups which embark on great missionary endeavors. They also blatantly deny that Jesus is God. In order to achieve their blasphemous and ungodly goals, they cleverly admit that Jesus was the Son of God. But then, they turn around and publicly deny the Savior by teaching that Jesus was not actually God as the Bible declares. In his letter to the church at Colossae, St. Paul wasted no time in once and for all settling the argument that Jesus is God in every sense. St. Paul emphatically stated, and I quote, "In Jesus, all the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form." Yes, let the true Jesus revealed in the Holy Scriptures quiet your confused mind and comfort your troubled soul. For if, When he was crucified on the cross, Jesus was only a man and not God. Then his death promises nothing for you and me. The death of a mere human being can never remove the terrible sins of the entire human race. But the Bible-based fact is this: Jesus Christ is God. He is powerfully described in the centuries-old creed as very God of very God, begotten, not made, of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made. This is Jesus. Yes, and this Jesus alone has the word of life. His sacrificial death was accepted by God the Father as a payment for your sins and mine. You see, Jesus is our substitute. And because he suffered, you need not suffer the penalty of your sins. Because the Redeemer died, all who trust completely in his saving power will not die eternally. Believe this central message of the Bible, and let your heart be comforted. This is the divine promise given to all believers revealed in the Holy Scriptures. Let me quote it to you directly. God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. From this day on, make it your number one goal in life to know the blessed Redeemer better. Search the Scriptures daily. The inspired Word of God testifies to Jesus Christ. In this way, God will enable you to see his Son as the only reliable hope in this life. Then, each time you are tempted to follow an imposter or the easy way, you will be enabled confidently to say, "I have no desire to follow anyone else. O Lord, you alone have the words of eternal life." No, don't delay another day in experiencing the blessings of becoming firmly anchored in the Rock of Ages. The blessed assurance of the confident Christian life comes only through the increasing knowledge of Jesus. Just as you and I need food each day to strengthen our physical bodies, so also we need the Word of God to nourish our souls. Become an active member of a Christian church where Jesus Christ is preached, and never forsake regular study of the Bible. At all times, pray for God's enlightening and empowering spirit. And as a result of this, according to St. Paul, may your spiritual experience become richer as you see more and more fully God's great secret, Christ himself. For it is in him, the Bible points out, and in him alone, that men will find all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this, St. Paul said, in order that no one may delude you. Amen.